Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Continuing on, by the way, in these negotiations taking place, and the headlines are right now, CBN News, Obama administration ignoring allies on Iran's policy, on the Iran policy. And that brings me to this understanding, because there's a report out right now, and they're saying that they haven't necessarily proved it to be, the source is not coming up and saying who they are or not in the context of it. This is not the source here. It is the Times of Israel, and they're reporting, the Times of Israel's reporting that the key strategist, the key advisor for the President of the United States, Valerie Jarrett, this is what they're reporting, that she has been secretly negotiating with the with Iran, with the leader of their nuclear ministry and nuclear power and all that. Mm-hmm. And even some reports have been reported that she was meeting with the Ayatollah.
Right.
And you think, who is actually the ones really running the thing? And you think, if you've been listening to VFN Radio, you would have heard me talk about, I'm just a little concerned about an Iranian-born advisor being the head advisor of the United States to our president. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she's not a great lady. She seems pretty cool, but it's just like right now, when our, you know, all the nations and countries we're not confronting or dealing with, and according to, you know, what CBN News is reporting today, that the administration is saying ignore all of our allies and what they're saying about Israel right now. It's like this thing is evil.
Here's a new perspective to the meeting of the minds. You know what I'm saying?
A total new perspective.
Two minds that are leading here.
And by the way, so she is reporting that, and I want you to pull that C-SPAN because I'm gonna you know, get an understanding of not just yet, but. Understanding back in September the 4th, 2012, Valerie Jarrett, which is one of the longtime friends of the president and his wife, but more so Michelle, mm-hmm. because based on what we're understanding here with what we're about to hear, as Valerie Jarrett, who was also negotiating, was based on these reports of the Israel Times, is that she was recruiting and practice recruiting Michelle Obama into public
service.
She is debating whether she should leave the law firm or not, and in that she was being interviewed on C-SPAN how that came to pass, because she knew Michelle before she knew Barack Obama, now President Obama, but then he wasn't. And so she's explaining how this actually happened. And so we're looking at the leader of their governmental excursion is Valerie Jarrett. You're wondering why Valerie Jarrett's always there, I mean, reportedly. But understand, I mean, this is how it works. I mean, she's an American. She has a desire for a goal for her country, just like all of us do. And she has a right to put together a team and go somewhere. And she's talking about it right here. There's nothing. She's talking to Politico here, mm-hmm. on C-SPAN, September the 4th, 2012. And so she's explaining their meeting. So she met Michelle before she met Barack. And so, which then he wasn't President Obama. And she was trying to talk Michelle into leaving her law firm to come into the public sector. Mm-hmm. And you'll find out what she's saying. She's saying in this that, well, I don't really know. Do you mind if my fiance came and talked? Because we, you know, this is a big commitment. And she talks about student loans, and anybody knows about student loans and all.
Oh, yes.
And and so that's when Valerie met Barack. But prior to that was Michelle being asked to come into the public sector. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, they're both, well, most, you know, President Barack Obama is in the public sector. But what's interesting was that Valerie was leading it. Mm. Then Valerie and Michelle were leading it. But what she says very specifically is When she saw how Barack listened to Michelle and listened to her, they knew that this was the man. Mm. They knew that this was the man. Listen up. This is Valerie Jarrett, who now is reportedly doing the negotiation on behalf of America to Iran around John Kerry's back, according to the reports we just talked about.
First Lady first. What was your first encounter with the president?
Well, my first encounter, I met the First Lady. I was recruiting her, and it was supposed to be like a 20-minute interview. An hour and a half later, I realized I was no longer interviewing her. She was interviewing me. And at the end of that, I said, well, you have this job offer. And a few days later, she said, well, would you mind meeting my fiancé? Because he has some reservations, and we're making this decision together. It's a big decision for me to leave the law firm and join the public sector, and I want to give back, and I want to just make sure that this is the best way to do it. And he'd like to be a part of that conversation. And so I will say I still remember that dinner very vividly, and I remember the way they looked at each other and the respect and love they had, and I remember how the president listened to her and to me and my how we interacted
together. Some things
don't
change.
Yes, yes, he still listens pretty closely to her. He's a very smart man.
Then that's amazing.
And
that
to you.
So the order we're finding out when you're looking at Valerie behind, and I don't know if you've ever seen the movie All King's Men. You know, All the King's Men. It's a very, very interesting movie. It was made way back when, 30s mm-hmm. maybe. And they walk into this half restaurant, half pool, half cigar smoking place there, you know, these old whatevers back then. And this guy was running for office. And there's a related article you can hear about this as well. We'll bring that out and be connected to it and tell you more details. But the guy says, I want to know who's the head around here. Who's the leader? And so this man with his elbows on his knees and his head kind of turned down with a hat on, room cigar in his mouth by a pool table, points at like the county commissioner or the city council guy or whatever. And then he goes to ask him a question. And then he asked this leader, he asked the city council member, the mm-hmm. political person, you know, what is the some sort of thing he wanted done? And then the guy who pointed him to the leader said, wait a minute. He is the leader. I'm paraphrasing this. But when he thinks, he uses my head.
Oh, wow.
And you got to go back and, you know, if I misquote, I'm sorry. That's what he's saying. He's basically saying, I'm the one that chose them and put them there, and they do what I tell them to do because I am vicariously, seducingly working through this form of authority. And that was what it was all about. It was all about seduced authority and all of the king's men. It was made back in the 30s, I think. Or I don't know when the year it was. But anyway, so Valerie is talking here September the 4th, 2012 on C-SPAN. And she is speaking about how their relationship. This lady who now, if you go back and look at every board meeting, every roundtable, every public gathering, everything that happens, you'll see this beautiful lady standing in the background, always present. And I'm not talking about Michelle. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Valerie. And this is the one that the Israel Times is talking about. That the Times of Israel is reporting that she's now negotiating on behalf of our country around Secretary John Kerry, and even at points it's reported that she's been speaking to the Ayatollah. But she's let me tell you something. If you go look at her history, she is Iranian born. She's mm-hmm. Iranian born from American parents in Iran. And she has a connection there that seems really peculiar at a time like this. It's such a major connection that based on this report, they're saying that she's negotiating. We got to pay attention because what is the biblical perspective? Israel weighs in the balance here. Iran wants nuclear powers. They want nuclear power to be able to destroy Iran. We need to pay attention and pray, dear God, protect Israel. We're talking about these negotiations that are taking place in Geneva right now, whether or not how Israel's going to come out in all this. And we began to talk about the fact is is, my goodness, we're starting to see that it's not who you think it is. And we need to begin to pray, because CBN News is reporting today that the administration is saying, ignore all of our allies and what they're saying about Iran and what we're supposed to do. At the same time, the Times of Israel is reporting, and the White House is totally denying this to be true, that Valerie Jarrett has been negotiating behind the scenes. But we just heard, if you missed it, Valerie talking on C-SPAN that she's the one that chose Michelle. She was the one calling Michelle out of the legal firm to be able to go into the public sector. And then when Barack at that time comes to meet Valerie, they realize, hey, you listen to your wife and you listen to me. You're somebody that potentially can run, you know? And it's like, okay, we're finding out here who's behind the curtain potentially, right? So what can we do as Christians? We can pray for Valerie Jarrett. You know, we need to pray. You know, John is talking about that this is a person who has Secret Service protection.
Yeah.
This is a person they're reporting that's negotiating reportedly with the Ayatollah around John Kerry, which is Secretary of State.
Time magazine lists her in 2013 as one of the most top 100 influential people in the world.
Right. She's the one that stands back and listens in every meeting. And it, that makes sense if she's the one, she and the organization she stands for, selected him. And even the president's pastor, as you go back and listen to it, and hopefully there'll be a related article, that he says, you have to understand that he was selected before you elected him. And it looks like we just heard about the dinner when Michelle and Valerie selected, the beginning of the selection process was taking place at that particular moment right there. And this should help you understand that, you know, sin will take you places that you don't want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay.
Make you want to pay more than you ever wanted to pay.
Make you want to pay more or you wanted to pay and stay longer. So, you know, things could begin with good intentions, but this puppy is like a bulldozer going in the wrong direction. And once you partner with something like this, it's going to take an act of God to just break it up. You know, we just want to pray for protection over our president. We want him to be the leader. You know, and any of those that are trying to, you know, turn him in a direction that, you know, God's not wanting for this country, that he would have an anointing and a grace to lead this country in a way God would want it to be led. And I encourage you to pray. And hopefully this prayer, I don't know if it's available yet. Is it available
it's
today?
Available.
It'll be available today. And it's a prayer that we've been praying over him and Michelle and his family. And begin to pray for those in authority over you. Pray for our president. And when you have people pulling and tugging at you and demanding and threatening you, and reportedly, it's reported that when he gets off track, I get him back on track again, back to his core values, I think, right?
That's right. Speaking to Valerie.
Speaking of Valerie Jarrett, that's reportedly what was being said. And it's like, well, he was the one that was voted in. He's the president. And so this is huge, because why would we be mentioning this? It's because, first of all, this is our president. Secondly, is Israel is being threatened right now, and the administration, our president's administration, which it looks like the person's core values, Valerie Jarrett's core values here, is not for Israel. I mean, think about it. At the time that she was making that speech to C-SPAN, she's just relaxed and she was just sharing her heart. But when she was talking there to Politico on C-SPAN, that was moments before we found out that she actually participated. Obviously, she's got that kind of strong leadership, because let me tell you who the head of parties are. That's the president. That's whoever makes president, they're head of their party. And then I don't know how they picked the other ones, but so you had Americans that are picking parties or whatever. But the platform for the Americans that were there in North Carolina, I believe it was to remove Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And that's when they booed God. They booed Israel. And now here's today. She's negotiating, reportedly, according to this paper in Israel, negotiating the very same things. Like, my goodness. But the headlines we talked about yesterday, talking about John Paul Jackson, and we haven't got a chance to hear it yet, but of Jim Baker, but the headlines for John Paul Jackson was, if a missile lands in Jerusalem within 2 minutes, then we're going to bomb Mecca. That was the headlines. But this is the thing that we don't have to we have it. We just have it edited down for you so you can hear it because it's too long. But Jim Baker gave 31 prophecies, and based on his understanding, all of them have come to pass. I think he would say now that he sees more clearly that it took a little bit later for those to come to pass, but they have come to pass. He just thought they were major back then, but they're not. But the last one that has not come to pass yet is that nuclear material is found in like the Kedron Valley or something in Israel, and where somebody tries to bring a nuclear bomb into Israel. And so we want to pray for Israel. That's our responsibility. We're talking about keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Jesus tells us, and God tells us, pray for Israel. Stand for Israel. Stand with Israel. The apple of his eye. Understand, when Jesus returns, his feet are going to come down right there in Jerusalem, right there on the Mount of Olives. That's where he's going to rule. He's going to rule. That's why the enemy fights so hard, trying to in its own schemes to stop this and bomb this. When you see somebody planning right now, don't listen to the allies. When the French walk away from the bargaining tables in Geneva, when these guys are saying we want to destroy Israel and take them off the face of the map, and calling Israel the small Satan, America a big Satan, want to destroy them both. And we're actually partnering up with the people who are building the weapons right now and who have an agenda of just hate and intolerance and apocalyptic government, as some people has reported, that you can't bargain with the devil. It's always going to end up the same. How am I going to kill you? How am I going to deceive you? How am I going to oppress you? And how am I going to separate you eternally from God? That's kind of like how it always ends up. And so, they may be thinking, Valerie, if she is doing this, Ms. Jarrett, maybe if she's doing this, she may be thinking, because that whole mindset of Alinsky is the ability to organize and push. Well, they've polarized, organized, and did all these things to the earth right now, but they're doing it against Israel. They're doing it against Israel. And if you haven't yet heard, and hopefully this is a related article of this, that Secretary John Kerry is telling your representatives, your congressmen, telling them, do not pay attention to anything any Israeli says about Israel and about this whole situation. And today, CBN News is reporting the very same thing. They don't even pay attention to the allies. And it's like, this is not good. This is like somebody taking a battering ram, and it's America being the battering ram and ramming it into Israel, into the Middle East over here. And could you think the whole, think about it prophetically, think about it biblically, think about it as a biblical worldview. Every nation that's surrounding Israel now is against Israel. It's against Israel. Mm-hmm. And that's what he says. He says, every nation around you, every nation will turn against you. And you can say, well, I'm not against Israel. No, I'm not either. But our leadership's fruit is they're against it. They can do with it or without it. This is the best case scenario you could say. They could live with Israel or they could live without it. It doesn't really bother them much. They don't see Israel the same way that the church would see Israel, or the way that God sees Israel. It doesn't matter. But I think that's the best thing you could say about it, right?
That's right.
They just don't
indifference.
But they don't understand. It's an immovable thing. It will never. Israel will not be destroyed.
That's right.
And it will stand. And it's just sad to see, but it is true. I mean, God said that every nation will turn against you, and this is the point now. Where all of a sudden Russia can come down from the northern parts of Israel through Syria, of all the places that our president was trying to bomb Damascus, and Christians are being persecuted now all around, and all these areas, the surrounding nations around Israel, Christians, the church is being persecuted. While the Muslim Brotherhood and these radical Islamists and Iranian apocalyptic Ayatollah government are wanting to destroy Israel. Okay, that's JJ. Mm-hmm. That's the Christians and the Jews. That's a sign. When people don't have compassion for Christian being the body of Christ, and imagine this. This will be helpful for you. Imagine slapping Jesus in the face. Imagine forcing Jesus to pay a tax. Imagine locking Jesus up where Pastor Assad is right now in Iran. And imagine America not even responding to Jesus being there. Imagine starving Jesus. Imagine burning Jesus to death. Imagine putting a repressive government over Jesus. This is what Jesus said. He said, whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you've done it to me. So understand, when you see Christians crying out in the Middle East, when you see Pastor Assad locked down, when you see churches being burned to the ground and ministers being burned at a stake and beheaded, and we're doing nothing, understand that's the other side of the paradigm. When Jesus said, when I was being burned, when I was being starved, when I was being in prison, when I was thirsty, when I was hungry, when I needed clothes, you did not come after me, America. You did not help me. And this is what they're going to say. This is what the goats are going to say. They're going to say, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? When did we see you persecuted? And Jesus is going to say, 24-hour news cycle, bro. Away from me, I never knew you, evildoer. Right?
That's right.
You can't get away from, no, you cannot. There's so much information coming our way today. So we have to, and one way you can do that is this way. Samaritan purse. Right now we have these horrific tornado disasters that took place in America. I'm going to tell you who's there. Operation Blessing, Samaritan Purse. Go to VFNTV.com, click on links, and give financially right there. Let me tell you this. ACLUJ, they're standing, they're fighting for Pastor Saeed, and they're fighting for Christians that are being held back in these areas. They're fighting for Christians that are being oppressed in their school system, in their workplace. Hey, join him. Join what they're doing. Stand up. And that way, when you stand before God, and he says, you know, when I was in school and I wanted to say a prayer and they wouldn't let me say a prayer, but you partnered with Jay Sekulow with ACLUJ and they went and won the case, you made it possible for me to pray. And they're going to say, you know, when the pulpits quit preaching my word and they held back, they plugged the ears of my people where they couldn't hear my truth anymore. You partnered with VFN Radio on VFN TV, and you kept the conversation light. You kept my word going over the nations. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. When typhoons destroyed and beat my people hard, my Filipino parts of me hard, beat me hard, in the Philippines, you partnered with Samaritan Purse, and they carried money to me, and they carried food to me, and they carried water to me. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. When they locked me in prison in Iran, and they were going to try to hurt me, you stood for me through Jay Sekulow's American ACLUJ, and all of a sudden, you know, the whole world paid attention to me, and they saw what I was going through there, and they began to work to get me out. And when you saw Valerie Jarrett choosing this man and woman to fulfill their agenda over Israel and over the church, allegedly, you stood up and you said something about it, and you begin to let people know so they could begin to pray for Valerie Jarrett and pray for our president and pray for Israel and pray for the church. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.